The state tells the Trib it's only using routine statistical practices called equating to make sure tests remain comparable over the years. But testing experts question what the State Board of Education is doing. For instance, in 2006, fifth graders taking the ISAT math exam needed at least 36 points out of 76 to pass. This year, they need just 32 points. Texas has been cited as doing the same thing as Illinois. By federal law, schools can be penalized if too many students fail reading or math tests, and each year the percentage of students required to pass increases under No Child Left Behind. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio 780, WBBM.